A lot of AI stories talk about bigger models or smarter chatbots. This one is more ordinary, and that is exactly why it matters. Google says Gemini in Chrome is now rolling out to desktop users in the UK, with iOS coming next month. According to Google, the assistant can summarize long web pages, compare information across tabs, draft Gmail messages, schedule calendar events, check places in maps, and answer questions about YouTube videos. Google also says it has prompt injection safeguards, and that it asks for confirmation before sensitive actions. That may sound like a list of features, but the real story is simpler. The browser is turning into a place where small chores can get done before they become a separate to-do list. For most people, a browser is already where the day happens. You open one tab for a supplier website, another for a school note, another for a delivery update, another for a travel booking, and another for an email draft you have not sent yet. The friction is not that any one of those tasks is hard. The friction is that they are scattered. You copy things between tabs, lose track of the important detail, and then spend more time reconstructing context than actually finishing the task. That is the practical promise here. Not magic. Not replacement. Just fewer small steps. Google is effectively saying, keep working where you already work, and let the assistant help with the reading, comparing, and drafting in that same window. If it works well, that can be useful for shopping comparisons, appointment planning, travel research, quick summaries, and basic coordination. If it works poorly, it can still create extra cleanup. So the difference between helpful and annoying will depend on how accurate it is, how well it understands the page in front of you, and how carefully you review what it produces. There are a few confirmed facts here. First, this is a Google feature, not a general claim about all browser-based AI. Second, the rollout has started in the UK on desktop, and iOS is expected next month. Third, the assistant can do the kinds of tasks I just listed. And fourth, Google says there are safeguards for prompt injection, and that it will ask for confirmation before sensitive actions. That last point is important because browsers are a risky place for automation. The web is full of pages that try to influence what you do next. A malicious or misleading page can hide instructions inside content, and an assistant reading the page might treat those instructions as if they were part of your request. That is what people mean by prompt injection. Google says it has safeguards, which is good. But the existence of safeguards does not mean you should stop checking the results yourself. So who should care about this? People who do a lot of web research. People who coordinate schedules for family, clients, or a small team. People who compare products, services, or travel options. Students who move between sources, notes, and assignments. Freelancers and small business owners who spend too much time turning browsing into action. If that is you, the browser assistant is interesting because it tries to reduce the distance between finding something and doing something with it. Here is a practical example. Imagine you are planning a short business trip. You have one tab with a hotel, one with a train schedule, one with a meeting note, and one with your inbox. Normally, you would read each tab, copy the arrival time, check the address, compare the options, and then draft a message to the person you are meeting. With a browser assistant, the first step could be a summary. What are the key times? Where is the venue? And which option is cheapest or easiest? Then, instead of making you rewrite everything by hand, it could draft the email or suggest a calendar event. That sounds small, but small is the point. Most people are not looking for one giant AI breakthrough in daily life. They are looking for 10 minutes back here, 5 minutes back there, and fewer moments where they lose the thread. Now, let's be precise about the limits. We do not know from the source how well this works across very messy websites, how often it makes mistakes, or how it behaves outside the listed tasks. We also do not know how many people have access right now outside the UK desktop rollout, or whether all features are available to every user immediately. So if you are outside that rollout, this is something to watch rather than something you can immediately test. And even if you do have access, you should not hand over anything sensitive without checking. when an assistant offers to draft an email, schedule a meeting, or check a location, that draft still needs your review. Dates can be wrong. Names can be wrong. A page summary can miss the most important caveat. A tab comparison can flatten differences that actually matter. And if the assistant uses the wrong context, it can confidently produce something that sounds clean and is still off target. So what is a useful experiment? Take one recurring browser-based task this week. Something ordinary, a shopping comparison, a travel plan, a project update, a set of notes from several tabs. Then ask the browser assistant to do one job first. Summarize the material and turn it into a short action plan. For example, if you have a messy set of notes, open them in the browser and ask for three things only: a short summary, a three-step plan, and a checklist. Then compare that result with your own manual outline. Do not ask whether the AI sounds good. Ask whether it helps you move. Did it identify the next step correctly? Did it leave out anything essential? Did it confuse one tab with another? Did it produce a plan you could actually use? That comparison matters more than the polish of the wording. A clean draft that misses the point is not helpful. A plain draft that gets you to the next step is. Here are the human review checks I would use before trusting any browser assistant on a real task. First, verify any dates, times, prices, names, and locations. Second, check whether the summary reflects all the tabs you intended it to use. Third, confirm that it did not import the wrong context from a nearby page. Fourth, review any email, calendar item, or message before it is sent or saved. Fifth, watch for any action that feels sensitive or irreversible, and slow down before approving it. Those checks are not a sign that the tool is bad. They are how you use a new workflow responsibly. There is also a strategic point here for small businesses and creators. A browser assistant is most valuable when your work is already fragmented across search, inbox, calendar, docs, and websites. If that sounds like your day, then a browser-level assistant can be a real-time saver. If your work is more specialized, or if your tasks are heavily confidential, then you may want to wait and see how the product behaves in practice before building habits around it. So what should you watch next? Watch how quickly Google expands the rollout beyond the UK desktop release. Watch whether the assistant becomes better at handling multiple tabs without mixing context. Watch whether the confirmation step remains strict around sensitive actions. And watch whether people actually use it for the boring, everyday chores that dominate real life, because that is where the value will show up first. My verdict: test carefully. If you have access, this is worth trying on low-risk admin work right away. If you do not have access yet, keep an eye on it. The important change here is not that AI can chat in a browser. It is that it is being pushed closer to the place where people already read, compare, decide, and act. That is a more practical direction for AI than novelty alone, and for everyday users, that is the part worth paying attention to.